With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's youth baseball players are preparing for an historic weekend as the YMCA hosts the Orlando Fury under-10 team for a three-game friendly series, the first time a Cayman team has ever represented the islands on home soil. Program director Bill Souza says the significance of the moment isn't lost on the young athletes.
This is the first time a baseball team has had the opportunity to represent Cayman on Cayman soil. That's a pretty cool opportunity for these kids. I talked to them last night before their first real team practice and didn't want to put that weight on them, but kind of just let them know what kind of opportunity they have this weekend. Most importantly, I told them that I want them to come out and play hard, enjoy the game.
The series gives Cayman's developing players their first real look at off-island baseball talent, something Souza believes will motivate them heading into the 2027 season.
None of these kids have had that opportunity to travel or see anything outside of our rec league that we offer here with the YMCA. So I think it's a good opportunity for them to see that. And I hope there's a win or two over the weekend. But overall, I hope that being able to see and play against that talent and also play together as kind of like an all-star team, so to speak, that it'll push them to want to get better and put more work in as our season comes up for 2027.
Games are set for 9 a.m. and after lunch on Saturday, with a final matchup on Sunday at 10 a.m. Souza says the weekend wouldn't be possible without key support from sponsors and longtime contributors to the program.
I would really like to thank the YMCA for helping me put this together. But we also have Grant Thornton and Harney's have graciously agreed to sponsor to get these kids' uniforms so they look good representing the island. I think also, more importantly, I mentioned Coach Razor Shines to you, who over the last 3 years has just been an asset to the program. He's, you know, helped out with camps. He's come and helped out our travel team. He goes to Florida games when we're traveling to support our kids. And now he's made this happen with bringing his team down. So him and his wife are very wonderful people and good people to have as part of our program.
Bill Souza said the goal is simple: compete hard, show respect, and give the visiting players and families a true Caymankind experience at the Field of Dreams. Caymanian professional boxer Jaden Eccleston is set for a major international showdown next month as he heads back to Santa Marta, Colombia for the headline bout Rumble in the Jungle. Eccleston, who carries a 5-0 record with 4 knockouts, will face seasoned Colombian fighter Diomedes Miranda, a veteran boasting 21 wins and 17 knockouts. The event, promoted by Flashy Promotions, is scheduled for October 10th of this year, promising one night, one ring, and one winner in what being billed as a high-energy professional boxing clash deep in the Colombian jungle atmosphere. In other local sports, former national track star Terrell Cuffey is taking his lifelong passion for fitness in a new direction, and he's bringing the Cayman Islands along for the ride. Cuffey, a 5-time national champion who also competed at the university level in the United States, says elite sport has shaped him from childhood. His father served as Cayman's national cricket coach, and Terrell himself has been training since he was 7 after moving from Trinidad to Cayman. Now he's launching a project called Gym Select, aimed at helping Cayman's 80,000 residents navigate more than 40 gyms across the island. Cuffey says too many people don't know which gym fits their goals, so he's decided to fix that.
I'm building Gym Select. I'm walking into every gym on island and soon around the world, rating them on equipment, staff, pricing, vibe, style, and cleanliness, and giving you my honest opinion. That way, you gym seekers and gym lovers will know which one is the best fit for you. My first review drops this week. I'm going to one of the most popular gyms on island. If you want to be a part of my journey building Gym Select, follow me.
Cuffey will be on Sports Extra tonight at 7:30 to break down Gym Select, what it is, why it matters, and how it will shape Cayman's gym goers. Don't miss that conversation. And of course, SEBA is calling on businesses island-wide to lace up and get involved, with sign-ups now open for the 2026 Corporate Basketball League starting next month. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the details.
Registration is now open for the 2026 SEBA Corporate Basketball League, set to run October 6th through December 3rd at UCCI. The Cayman Islands Basketball Association is inviting companies and organizations to compete, connect, and represent. Teams can register of up to 12 players, with a minimum of 5 needed to sign up. Games will be played Tuesdays and Thursdays. The competition is open to players 16 and up. Spaces are limited, though, so you need to register early at caymanbasketball.com.
Thank you, Carsley. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.